everything that we do is for you. It's for your glory, it's for your grace.
Yes, yes.
Father, we do everything, Father, your power. And we follow in your example, Jesus. Yes. So you heard the Father's words. And you did, you said what he said. You saw what the Father was doing, and you did what he did, Father. We want to do that same thing.
Yes.
We want to glorify God. We want people to say, glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
For what God is doing through us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Make us a light unto the nations, Father.
Yes.
Make us salt, season.
Thank you,
Father. With all the peoples, they may be thirsty for you. They may hunger after you.
Yes, yes.
With their whole heart.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless these words. Bless our time together, Father.
Yes.
And glorify you. Yes, Lord. Praise you in all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise your Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
I don't know about y'all, but it's good stuff.
Amen.
In fact, good. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, all this week I have been attacked so much in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the Lord attacks you with circumstances, right? Your situations and all that. But he's been attacking my mind. And he really apparently doesn't want me to say this stuff. He doesn't want me to think this stuff. He doesn't want me to come across clear and concise and this sort of thing. So he's really been attacking my mind. And it's throwing all kinds of dreams at me. Not good dreams, you know. Just yucky dreams. But you know what? We can overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about them. I'm going to wake up and start getting in the Word. Overwrite those dreams with good things, right?
That's right.
Overcome eating. Overcome in.
So when you lay down at night, command yourself to dream good things.
Oh, well, come on now.
Yeah, I
yes,
like
ma'am.
That.
That's it great. That's great. Well, I need to remember just to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because in Job, he said, God said, that's how you talk to man sometime at night.
Yeah.
And the enemy gets in, he talks that way too. Mm. But that's how God talks to us sometimes at night. That's not the only way. The primary way is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But through dreams, we never did have that lesson on dreams that we were going to have. But I'll look into that.
Yeah, we were at a church several years ago, and we had a lady, was it Lady came in and spoke on dreams? We had a series on dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had put a whole lot of stock in dreams myself, because I didn't have very good ones. But I found that I had the ability to interpret dreams, other people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
My own, I stunk at them. You know, maybe it was somebody else. I could usually, you know, key in on what the symbols mean in the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of surprising to me. You know, but I never had paid much attention to the thing that I had that kind of ability.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. So anyway.
Praise God.
Okay, I just, you know, and this is for my help more than yours. But I wrote this down. I said, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
To exhort and encourage you to teach the next generation to live fully in the full blessings of God.
Mm-hmm.
Obtained for us by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
To be fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ in both love and power. Without love, what good is the power? See, you've got to have love and power. To fully realize all that Jesus obtained for us by his life, death, and resurrection, and sending of the Holy Spirit to live within us.
Mm-hmm.
To identify or recognize others who will become disciples of Christ and salt and season the world, shining their light wherever they go. Okay? So, how many people were here? Was everyone here last week?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. So I don't want to read the parable again, but I wanted to refer to it. Because I was thinking about moving on, but I think there's some things we can pick up from the parable.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I thought I'd ask a few questions about this and let us think about it. Why did the people in the nursery fail to grow in their minds? They grew in their bodies, but in their minds,
mm-hmm.
they were stunted.
Yeah.
Okay? What do you think that occurred? A lot of times people are just happy where they're at, okay? They're just happy where they were, they just didn't want to.
I've never heard you said they had teachers there to really, that really related to them and taught them.
Okay, lack of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of teachers.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Yep.
That's real good, yeah. He should have come back and taught them. He did come back, didn't he? He came back and did some things, but did he teach them?
It looked like he tried to. He tried to, but they were unwilling to learn.
Oh, unwilling to learn.
Yeah, they didn't try.
They were unwilling to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Not only were they satisfied where they were,
mm-hmm.
but they were unwilling to learn.
Did the teachers miss the moment that they would be willing?
What now?
Did the teacher miss the moment in which they would be willing?
Okay. Heather, think about the teachers, okay? Did they miss it?
Wow, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, people need to be encouraged to do better, to do things
that's
different.
That's very good, Gwen, very good.
Than they have at the present time. It's not where I am, but my focus is on what? My future and their future. It's just what I've learned over the years.
You know, Gwen puts his finger on something that's really important there.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about teachers, the need for teachers. But he's talking about a trainer, okay? He's talking about someone who will exhort and encourage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just
to believe
teach you, but to encourage and to exhort and disciple you and to train you, you know? You go into a boot camp, and I understand I haven't been in the Army, but you go into boot camp in the Army, and there's a sergeant there.
Drill sergeant.
All right? And he's going to teach you, right? But he doesn't just teach, does he? He entrains, he exhorts, he encourages by whatever method, you know. But he trains them. They do something over and over and over again until it becomes second nature, okay? And encourages them to step out, try new things they've never done before, right? And that's really what we're talking about, isn't it? You know, when you become a disciple of Christ, like I was telling a guy in this week, I said, you were in the old realm, okay? The realm of Satan, the realm of the world. Mm-hmm. But now you've moved into a new realm.
Mm-hmm.
He was all upset about, you know, he's working, wanting to get paid, all that kind of stuff, and I couldn't get the paycheck to him. I said, look, you're in the old realm when things like this happen, but you got all upset, right? You let it upset you. I said, but you're not in this old realm. You're in a new realm. I said, you don't act that way in a new realm. You don't worry about little things like that in a new realm. In the new realm, you look to God. He's your provider, right? I said, in the old realm, when things happen, they would upset you. I said, but you need to move out of that old realm and step over into the new realm and start living in the new realm. You see what I'm saying? Where now circumstances don't upset you. You see, now bad dreams really don't bother you that much. You just say, well, that's just Satan, he's nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to work on it. I'm going to come to Breakfast Club anyway, and Mary's going to tell me what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll know that I need to command myself to have good dreams from now. You know, so
that's good.
I'm going to get help, you know. So I'm just not going to worry,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I did in the old realm, worry.
Mm-hmm.
Get upset. Get all, you know, oh, what am I going to do? What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about that. I'm in the new realm. And now, if I need a miracle, I got one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I need money, I got money. If I need food, I got food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the new realm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Jesus, he sat down at that well, and he talked to the woman who came by. And when his disciples came back, because he was weary, it says he couldn't go on. His disciples came back with food, and they said, here's your food, come and eat. He said, oh, I've already had food that you don't know about. Where'd he get food? You know, they probably asked that question, where did you get food? Who gave him food?
Mm-hmm.
John, you holding back a Snickers bar over there, you gave him food? What's going on, you know? He didn't get, you know, where did he get it from? He got it from God.
He got the word of God.
You see, he was doing God's will, and when you do God's will, what happens?
You get blessed.
God will take care of you. Mm-hmm.
Your physical body's nourished.
Yeah, him nourish whatever needs to be nourished.
Well, that's powerful.
Whatever you need, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and what?
All these things
will be added to you. And what is he talking about? He was talking about food, clothing, water. So he was sitting there, woman wouldn't give him a drink. She just wanted to talk. But he got water.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have food, but suddenly he got food. He got everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And he didn't do anything. He didn't fidget. He didn't worry about it. He just sat there and God just did it.
Really makes that verse in Romans and everything, you know, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. It's talking about this mortal body. I say that verse nearly every day. And man, you just really made it even happen more alive for me right there, because that is powerful what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, that verse was on my mind as I was preparing for today.
Well, that's that confirmation. Verse
was on my mind. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, all right, it will also quicken your mortal body, but that same spirit is where?
In us.
In us.
Say that loud.
It's in us. He's in us.
Say that loud.
Yeah. He is in us.
He is in us. Right. Which spirit is in us?
Right. The Holy Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. The very same spirit.
The very same spirit. Say that again. The very same
spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us.
Yeah.
The very same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the very same spirit that turned water into wine, the very same spirit that walked Jesus on the water, the very same spirit that parted the Red Sea, the very same spirit that Samson used to tear down the city gates, the very same spirit that Elijah used to call down water from heaven, the very same spirit is in Charles over here.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Woo! All right? It's in David over here. The same spirit is in David. Whoa. You understand what I'm saying? The very same spirit is in us. And that's what we need to teach the young ones coming along.
Yeah.
We need to get that in their minds. This same spirit is in you that did all these miracles. What if you got the same spirit? What does that mean?
Same thing.
Say that loud! Say it loud! Oh, that's so good!
You can do the same things that Jesus did, and even greater things.
Greater things.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What did I say about greater things? What did I say about greater things? What did it refer to? More.
Yeah.
More.
Mm-hmm.
More.
Mm-hmm.
More things. Yeah. That was so good.
We got the same Spirit of God dwelling in us that raised Jesus from the dead, and we can do the same works same that works. Jesus did, and even greater works because of the Spirit that moves and works in us.
Amen.
At the word that we speak.
Now,
God's word.
Amen.
What she says is so good, so true, so right. But now let's do this. Let me take one of your words and change it.
Okay.
Let's just take one of the words out. We can do all the works that Jesus did. Mm-hmm. Let's take can out. Because a lot of folks like to sit on their can and say, I can.
We do all the
work. Is that right?
Yeah.
They like to sit on their can and say, I can.
Uh-huh.
What about the people in the nursery?
Sitting on
the I can't. Put the lip balm on me. I can't. Uh-huh. You do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that what the people in the nursery said?
Yeah.
I can't. Mm-hmm. And as long as you say I can't and sit on your can, you're going to keep sitting there. You're not going to do anything, are you?
Yeah.
Now what we run into a lot today? You know what you run into a lot today? I can't. This addiction is too hard for me. I can't. My circumstances are too hard for me. I can't. My work situation, my whatever, church situation, my family situation, it's too hard for me. I can't handle it. I can't do anything. I can't. Right? Yeah.
So it's our words that we speak that we need to be very selective of that will bring life or death.
Yeah. Let's take that can out and let's say, I do. I do. Not I can do. We're all at the place where I can do. I didn't have to come here and tell you today that you can do all these. You knew all of this stuff already. Every bit of this you know. I'm just repeating stuff you already know. But now let's take this can out. I do all the things which Jesus did. I do them. I do them. I do all the things that Jesus did. I walk on water if water's in the way. Alright? I curse the fig tree.
Move the mountain.
For whatever reason. I mean, you know, he didn't have a special reason for cursing that fig tree. He was just upset at it. You know? I do call angels, tons of angels, to get into motion, to make a fish swallow corn, so that Peter can go catch it. I do that. Why do I do that? Just for fun. I was just a lark. I mean, you know, he could pull a coin out of his robe and hand it to Peter and say, go. And he just wanted to do what? Have a little fun with Peter, right? It was just fun, you know? He says, I do all these things. We say, I do these things. I don't have to have a special reason. Now, most of the time, don't get me wrong, most of the time, he did things because he loved people. He loved people. You're sick. I don't want to see you sick. I'll heal you. You got a demon. I don't want to see you have a demon. Cast him out. You're hurting. I don't want to see you hurt. You're going to be embarrassed that you're with. You know? I don't want to see that. You see? I'm going to do a miracle so you won't be embarrassed that you're with. But he didn't say, I can do these things.
He did them.
He did them. We need to stop saying, I can do these things. We know we can. We need to say, I do them. We need to stop saying, God can heal me if he wants to. We need to say, God wants to. He will heal me. He does heal me.
Yeah.
Right? Y'all used to the healing part, right? But what about the other stuff? Is healing any harder or any easier than all the other things Jesus did? No. We can do that. But the deal is, we can teach others. We can teach this young generation. All right? They can do this. Nope, excuse me.
You're using all the cans.
I said can, didn't I? I said can, didn't I? They do these things. We train them. We train them to do these things.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is true. It is tremendously awesome because the Bible prophesied this. Paul in Romans said what? You remember? Romans 8. I love this verse. I'm glad you live by this verse. This is a great verse. He says, all of creation is groaning in travail. All of creation groaning in travail. Oh, please, come. It's like a woman wanting to give birth. Right? Creation is waiting for the apocalypse of the sons of God. Why do they use apocalypse? Well, that's the Greek word there. What does apocalypse mean? It means uncovering. I think the King James has revelation of the revealing. We need to see them, right? Where are the sons of God? They're hidden. Where are they hidden? Under a bunch of cans. Under a bunch of cans. We need to get rid of the cans, right? And let those sons of God start doing.
And you're saying training this generation. Right, what training involves in showing, you know.
Exactly.
And let them see you demonstrate the kingdom. So we have to show this generation the power, the anointing, the... That's what they're looking for. They'll go with whichever way show them the power. Darkness show them the power, that's where they're going. And if the kingdom shows them the power and the anointing, that's where they'll go.
Okay, well, my time is running out, but I thought I would finish up with this. And that is the parable of the nursery, I call it a parable, reminds me of another parable that Jesus told. And it's the first one that's recorded in Matthew. And that's the parable of the sower. Mm-hmm. Okay? The parable of the sower. Parable of the sower. The sower comes, he sows the seed, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the seed falls on the path. He's eaten up by the birds. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it very far. Some of the seed falls on rocky ground. It springs up really happily, you know, really good. It looks like it's going to do really well, but it doesn't have any root system because of the rocks. And it withers and dies. Mm-hmm. And then some of the seed falls among weeds. Weeds grow up, choke it out. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, some of it falls on good ground, and it produces. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Okay? So, we learn from the parable of the sower, of course, the seed is the Word of God, the gospel, the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Right? And the soil is people who hear it. Well, some of them... it doesn't grab hold at all. Mm-hmm. The enemy snatches it away before they can understand it. All right? Mm-hmm. And of course, you know all the other interpretations. I won't go into that now for all the time. But what it shows, though, and what the nursery parable shows, is that not all people who hear this word and who see your works are going to respond in a positive way and be trainable. Mm-hmm. Because of all the reasons that were given here, some of them just won't do it. One out of what, five or six in the nursery?
Four.
Actually got up. Mm-hmm. You see, only one got up and learned and grew and walked out. Became a man, a woman. Okay? So, when you cast out your seeds, all right? Not everyone's going to respond positive. You would think they would. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? I mean, you would think, man, for this power, what would you give up to get this power, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like the woman that she was at a concert and she heard this piano player come out. And he's a wonderful piano player, world-renowned. And he plays this beautiful, beautiful concert, beautiful music, just all up and down that keyboard, just doing all kinds of neat stuff. And so she comes up to him afterwards and she says, you know, I was so blessed by your playing. So I would give my life to play like that. Mm-hmm. And he turned to her and he said, I did. Mm-hmm. Okay? I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it.
Okay? Yeah.
So you're going to run into folks that, oh, that sounds good. I really wish I had that power. But they're not willing to do what it takes to get it. Mm-hmm. They're not willing to undergo that boot camp training, are they? They're not willing to go all the way through it and learn everything they can from it and come out a Marine, an Army, whatever, you know, Navy, Air Force, Ranger. You know, it takes, you know, you can go in the Army but not be a Ranger. But then you can become a Ranger. You know what a Ranger is? It's like the Special Forces sort of thing, you know, of the Army. And so Navy SEALs, you know. Now, only a few go into there, you know. And Jesus told us, hey,
straight. Only a few make it.
Yeah, only a few make it, yeah. And his disciples, yeah.
Three of us that graduated out of 200.
Three out of 200.
Whoa. Yeah, my brother-in-law here, thing, man, he was an airborne ranger. And when he went in, he said that it was like 1,200 people that tried for it, and 200 made it. And but only like 20 of them became airborne rangers, though.
Yeah.
Because it's so intense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jesus said,
"You was a ranger? Yeah. Go, brother."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to all of them.
Yeah.
Everyone, they let me go.
Right. Amen. My brother-in-law was a ranger too. Yeah. He was Mobile, but so yeah, it's Jesus, you know, his disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, will many be saved?" He said, "No." He says, "Narrow is the way, straight is the gate that leads to salvation, and few there are that find it." Mm-hmm. Few there are that find it. So you're all rangers in the spiritual world. You know, in the spiritual world, you have trained yourself. You even get up early in the morning and come to Breakfast Club. Because you're rangers, you're Navy SEALs. Yes, yeah. I know. He can tie into this, you know. He gets up early in the morning, you come, you discipline yourself.
Gwen just trained. Hey. He's sitting out there waiting on me. I'm getting here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he's out there.
Amen.
He's like,
amen.
Okay.
You're the ones that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And you will be filled. Okay? So when circumstances come your way, you don't worry about circumstances. Good grief. You don't worry about a little bit of money lacking. You know what? I'm just going to do what Jesus did. I'm just going to keep doing the word of God. I'm going to keep seeking righteousness. He's going to take care of that. He's going to take care of that bill that's late. I don't have the money to pay. He's going to take care of whatever. Mm-hmm. Car that won't run. He's going to take care of whatever comes my way. Because I'm just going to stay focused on him, his kingdom, and his righteousness. And then I'm going to train others to walk in victory.
Yeah.
Walk in love and walk in power. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah. You are so great. We thank you. We ask you to just take these words and burn them in our hearts, yeah. Father. Words that all of us have said, not just me, but all of us have spoken these truths, Father. Let us take these words and just these truths, Father, and just meditate on them and make them a part of our lives. We thank you for this, Father. Bless this food. Bless our fellowship today and the rest of the day, Father. May you be paramount in all things. Amen.
Amen.
All right, yes. Amen. Thank you all for teaching the class this morning. Y'all made it easy on me.
Cheryl was good. A good help.
Yeah, really.
I said, if I was unsaved, she would convince me. She was saying it with force.
Yeah.